fruition. His home is within the swollen dome of a tree, where no response is needed, where history burrows as if forsaken in solitary contemplation. He gathers twigs, stirs the pot on a small outdoor fire. Two women appear, drawn like nectar, not caring that his flesh is sprinkled with warts and his middle round as a watermelon. One half his age, with curly red hair and barefoot, the other's face scarred in a fire, veiled. Concerned about his well-being, she asks, "Why do you stay in this hollow tree with mice for company?" He answers with a bowl for each, potato, burdock, and other roots, simmered to sugary pulp, dollops of butter, hearty and rich as his company. Afterward, they lounge in sun-baked arms of the tree, where nothing is accomplished. They never want to leave.